it goes. Well, let's start out, Aaron. We look at what's happening market-wise today. A lot of positioning, I'm sure, ahead of USDA report on Friday, but two down days of markets. Looking at what we're seeing in this trade, is it because of positioning, or is it just a lot of other outside market influence tossed in?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of confusion out there because there's so many things that are coming up here. You've got the USDA report on Friday. You've got Informa that's going to come out with their updated acres on Friday. You've got Brazil and their organization that's going to come out on Thursday with an update of state-by-state production. So you're seeing a lot of choppiness, a lot of positioning because of all these things that are coming up, and there's a lot of uncertainty. And I think the biggest thing would be with soybeans and just, you know, what's going to happen there with some of the production numbers from South America, because that will be the biggest points in all of these things is what is going to happen with, you know, how much are they going to drop the production in those areas down there, because it just seems to be coming down every time we hear some more. So, you know, trade's expecting about a 4 to 6 million ton drop in overall world production, but they're only looking for about a 2.5 million change on the balance sheets in this report. Part of that is because they don't expect, just like we shouldn't expect, the USDA to come out and take off everything that we think should be taken off in one report. They're just not going to do that. That's not how it works. They're going to stair-step these things off in subsequent reports after this. But the other part is how much is going to be used for exporting. You know, what's going to take the place of that? So exports right now, even though we've had good bean exports, they're down 22.8% from last year in this second quarter. So that's significant, especially when the USDA is only expecting about a 15.1% drop for the year. So we're going to need exports to pick up. Now, the other side of that is that we do feel like the USDA is still low on what China is expected to import. Currently, they're at 55.5 million tons, and really that could be anywhere from 57 to 60 million tons and could get more than that as well. So a lot of increase going on there in what the expectation is for China to import. So a lot of traders looking for tighter balance sheets for old, and then in turn new crop on beans. So yesterday some of the return you saw with the bean market really clawing back early was that there was some talk of maybe even negative carryouts for the 12-13 year in soybeans. Now that's not going to happen because that's what the job of the market is to do, is to keep that from happening. But with that talk, you know, that just shows that demand should be increasing in these reports, and there is concern about this overall production for next year with the lack of acres that beans are going to get and coming down drastically. So as you look at that, obviously a lot of things going on with beans that people are uncertain of, and they're going to get a better idea in this report. Next, as you move into corn, really overall it's a struggle to understand why old crop would be taking pressure today. In this report, people are looking for exports to increase by 50 to 75 million, which would bring our carryout down below 800 million. Now, the USDA has struggled to bring that carryout down below there, but with the increase in exports that we've had, it's going to be hard to see them not do that. Some of the things that are negative today, China's top corn-producing state announced that they will plant more corn moving forward here and less beans, and they will buy beans. China's officials announced that they have plenty of reserves and won't need to import large quantities at one time, which isn't a real surprise. They don't typically do that anyway. They will buy if it becomes a good purchase for them. So China corn prices are high, which would, you know, make it think that it would be in their best interest to buy from us. But, you know, with them looking to expand that corn crop, China's central bank announcing that they're going to increase their loans and expand their farm efforts, and with not a lot of extra other news in this marketplace, that's putting some pressure on this corn today.
You talked about pressure on the corn, and I know, and as you well do as well, there's a lot of guys out there that are sitting on a lot of corn from this last growing season, and they're wondering, should I be selling now? Should I wait till after the report? What are you advising when it comes to that?
Susan, I don't believe that this report will have huge changes for corn. The one thing I would see is 50 to 75 million off in exports, just like we talked about. I would still look for a bounce with beans leading the way into this springtime. I still think that there is a good opportunity to get that. I know it's been a struggle here with these couple of down days, but I do think that that's a very good possibility. Now, I still think it needs to be done by springtime. As we get closer, they're going to start looking more at the weather. If the weather stays decent, we're going to have more corn acres. If it doesn't, it's going to favor, you know, obviously getting less corn acres and planting more beans. So I still think we've got time for a rally here. I would still be patient, wait for that rally, but get it done before spring comes.
Over to the livestock side, kind of a shocker. We had such great cash cattle sales last week, early sales this week, but they're down up to $3.